Another fantastic resource for families being released by Dr. Gary Chapman, the author of The Five Love Languages. It's five traits of a healthy family, steps you can take to grow closer, communicate better, and change the world together. Dr. Gary Chapman, thanks for joining us.
Well, Todd, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
No shortage of resources from you on families, so we really appreciate this. A lot of this stems from the fact that in your early years, you're gone on record to saying that you started off marriage pretty miserable. did you have kind of resources like this to help you change your situation?
You know, Todd, I don't know if they had books back then or not, but I never saw one on marriage. And our premarital counseling was one session with the pastor.
Oh, my.
And that was mainly going over the wedding ceremony.
So
we didn't have my, I was a graduate, a college graduate. I thought I knew what marriage was all about, and I found out really shortly. I did not know how to make marriage work. So, yeah, and maybe God used that to lead me to spend the bulk of my life trying to help marriage and family learn how to have what we all want, you know, loving, supportive, caring marriages and families.
Well, the topic of the book, five traits. So you like the number five, so we'll go with that. That's fine. But you start with work, and you say a positive attitude about working for each other and with each other. I mean, on top of the work we already have to do just to survive. Is that the reason why you jumped off on that topic?
Well, you know, I really chose this because understanding that work in terms of serving each other in the family is really the fundamental attitude necessary to have a healthy family.
Mm.
You know, as I said, with growing out of all of our problems, I had to say to God, I don't understand this. I don't know how this is going to work. And I don't know what to do. And when I said that, there came to my mind a visual image of Jesus on his knees washing the feet of his disciples. And I just heard God say to me, that's the problem in your marriage.
Hmm.
You do not have the attitude of Christ.
Wow.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks, Todd, because I remember what Jesus said. After he washed their feet, he said, you call me leader and teacher, and you're right. But in my kingdom, this is the way you lead. The leader serves. And I said, Lord, forgive me with all my study in theology, because I was in seminary when we got married. And I said, with all my study, I've missed the whole point. And I said, please give me the attitude of Christ. And when I asked that, God changed my heart. And three questions made it practical. When I was willing to ask these three questions, my marriage began to change. Simple questions. Honey, what can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Second question. How can I make your life easier?
Mm-hmm.
Third question, how can I be a better husband? Wow. And when I was willing to ask those questions, my wife was willing to give me answers when I followed that guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Within 3 months, she started asking me those three questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think the attitude of service, the attitude of working for the benefit of each other. The husband has the attitude, honey, I want to do everything I can to help you become the person you believe God wants you to become. And she has that attitude toward him. And then they have that attitude toward the children. Then they teach the children, if daddy works, mama works, now here's your job, depending on their age. And they have a job to do. So we're serving each other in our family. And then we take it outside the family. And we reach out to serve others outside the family and let our children be involved in that. Imagine what would happen if every family in the country was producing children who had an attitude of service. How can I serve other people? Wow.
So for people grabbing your book, maybe they're thinking, wow, you don't know my family, Dr. Chapman. It is so dysfunctional. I think you're pretty confident that if they pick up this book and take a read through and just kind of get these ideas going, that this is really going to help.
You know, Todd, that's really what motivated me to write this book. So many people who are now adults grew up in families that were dysfunctional.
Mm.
And they don't really know what a healthy family looks like. All they know is what they saw. And so this is giving a biblical pattern of what a healthy family looks like. And yes, if you follow the steps and guidelines that I suggest here. And the other thing is, with the book, there's a code where you go online and you can download another whole section of practical help that can be used in small group Bible studies or, on this topic. or help you build these things into your marriage and your family. So I'm hoping this book is going to help a lot of people have the kind of family that they wanted to have, you know, a loving, supportive, caring, you know, husband and wife and family relationships.
The book is called Five Traits of a Healthy Family, Steps You Can Take to Grow Closer, Communicate Better, and Change the World Together. Its author is Dr. Gary Chapman, who's been our guest. Thanks, Dr. Chapman, as always.
Thank you, Todd. Always great to be with you. Keep up the good work.
Need a reliable